I think it's very reassuring that the party decided to elect me unopposed. But as you know, in 2020, it really wasn't a defeat because I won the election, but the court nullified it. You remember we have discussed all this before, on purely spurious grounds. So it really wasn't a defeat. And I think everyone knew that that would be one of the greatest injustices in the history of jurisprudence. I think I'm vindicated, and I think our supporters feel that I'm the right person to go at it again against these people who took our government. So I feel vindicated, and of course, I feel happy and grateful that the people have shown this confidence in me.
You have criticized President Chakwera, saying that we have a president, but we lack leadership. His supporters will say the president has been doing very well fighting corruption.
Fighting corruption? You see? they can't be serious. Have we heard of the Sata scandal involving a British businessman over Malawi origin? We have put 8 people were implicated in this government. Because some very senior people in the cabinet, and not a single person was indicted. Fighting corruption, this government is a job, because it's the opposite. They even tried to arrest the director of the Anti-Corruption Bureau, and then after that, they decided to not renew her contract, because it shows a thorn in their flesh. So no, there's no fighting against corruption at all.
You said the president is not managing the economy properly. What would you do that would be different from what the president is currently doing?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, cut spending, for example. The fiscal side of the economy, we need to cut spending and reduce this huge debt, which is now about, I don't know, 19 trillion, about 6 times what it was when I left the government. And they need to cut spending, and they need to cut traveling. The president has traveled over, I think, 60 times. Right now, he was in Mozambique, Zimbabwe. Now went to Rome and then Germany. I traveled only 18 times in 6 years. He has traveled over 60 times in 3 years. That's completely irresponsible.